Yeah, I think that's been the biggest thing. You know, we got a lot of new faces on the O-line, so getting everybody the continuity and everybody together on the same page, you know, learning the playbook together. You know, it's all brand new. We got a new O-line coach, so the more we do together, the better we'll be as O-line.
What do you think of the new guy in Barber?
Oh, he's a vet. You know, I knew about him just because the past couple of years we were in the same division. So I watched him play. You know, he's a great player. You know, he brings even more leadership to the O-line. You can never have enough leadership and, you know, veterans on the O-line. So he's a great addition.
For now, are you going to – did they tell you you're going to stay at the right side? And how's that been going?
We haven't really talked about it since then. So right now I'm just working at it. You know, it's a work in progress. It's not going to come overnight because I've never done it before. But you know, it's going to be a work in progress. You know, I take the challenge on. I'm going to have my good days. I have my bad days. But, you know, I'll get good at it.
Do you mind bouncing from side to side, or would you rather stay in one side from now till this season?
What you mean? Like, during the season, do I want to bounce around?
Just from right now. Would you rather stay on the right, or do you mind bouncing around?
You always want to find that one spot and then stick to it, you know, as a professional. Because, you know, that's how you want to get your reps there to be ready for the season. So we'll just see how it goes.
Understanding that your teammates
are
going against.
The D-line, they know when you put the pads on. I mean, today we had pads on, so you know it's gonna be some banging. You know, it's just you gotta be smart with it. You know, you expect to have some hard hits and contact, but you just gotta keep everybody off the ground. And you know, like you said, just take care of your teammates, because you know we enemies in camp, but during the season we all need each other.
Echo was talking about how he liked some of the battles you guys have had with the defensive line throughout camp. What's just your thoughts on him and going against him and what he brings to the defensive line?
Oh, he brings a lot, man. I played against him last year, so I already know what he brings to the D line. So, you know, when they brought him in, I was real happy because I know he's a great guy, great player, great leader. So, you know, we've had some great battles and they're only going to get better, but it's going to help both of us, you know, the O-line and D-line get better and get ready for Sundays.
When it comes to building chemistry along the offensive line, are there some lessons you learned in Dallas that you can bring here?
Man, I just try to do everything as a group. You know, we're a real tight group in Dallas, and that's what we're going to be here. You know, I feel like the more you do off the field, the better you play on the field together. So, you know, we getting together a lot, doing a lot of stuff together, and just always talking, you know, just talking ball, just talking about life in general, man. And I think all that's going to translate.
Garrett Bowles seems like his motor doesn't stop. He's dancing, he's jumping around. What's the deal with that dude?
Man, I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But he's a good kid, though, man. He loves the game, and he's always happy. So, you know, you need that little juice sometimes, you know, especially when we get into the dog days at camp. So he's still learning. You know, we got to sometimes reel him in a little bit. But, man, I love him. You know, he brings energy to the group, and I'm glad he's here.
Yeah, because aren't offensive linemen supposed to be down in the dumps and always in bad moods and all that sort of thing?
Well, not necessarily in the dumps, but, you know, we're pretty more serious. You know, we don't smile all the time. But, hey, I mean, I guess this is new age O-line now, man, so that's what he is. But, like I said, man, I love him. You know, I'm glad he's here. You know, he's going to help us out a lot.
What's been the improvement that you've seen from your first prep with OTAs coming to third day of training camp? What's been the improvement that you've seen from the group as a whole?
Just a better understanding of the playbook. You know, it's a playbook that all of us have to get used to. It's new to all of us. So, you know, some of the mistakes we were making early in OTAs, you kind of don't see them right now. Or if you see them, it's like on one day, then it's done with. So, you know, just knowing the playbook better. And once we really get the playbook down, you're going to be able to play a lot more, a lot faster. So then when you play faster, you'll play better.
So much is made about the quarterbacks, but the ability to run the football is critical. How do you guys see that in terms of the O-line's development, in terms of improving and running the football? How big is that part to you guys personally?
I think it's big. You know, they're preaching that we're going to be a physical team that's going to run the ball. So I think that's a challenge to all of us, that we need to be physical and need to, you know, hone in on our technique and knock some people around. And as far as the quarterback competition, man, I said it plenty of times. I mean, as long as the O-line do our jobs, we don't care who's under center, you know. Both of them good quarterbacks. So whoever takes that snap week one, you know, as long as we do our jobs, they'll look great.
You guys ran the ball well in Dallas. Did you guys put on the pads often at, like, every chance you could? Was that the theory down there? I was wondering if that's a key to maybe the running games, to have those pads on it as much as possible.
Man, I think it's just, you know, we could run it the same way we ran at Dallas. We got the ability to run it here. You know, I mean, you know, Dallas, we were that, but I mean, I'm in Denver now, man. I love Denver. You know, I love the line we got. You know, we're becoming closer and closer, man. We, if they want us to run the ball, we'll take that as a challenge and run the ball. Yep. Appreciate it. All right.